For those who do not know me, my name is Patrick Denny, and I was born originally in the Valley. The first thing I'd like to say is that I never thought I would be at this stand or actually being involved in a church 5, 10 years ago. Never saw myself ever being here. My testimony begins at an early age where I was raised Catholic. My father did not attend church whatsoever through my upbringing and barely spoke about the topic. But my mother, through the best of her abilities, tried to make me involved in our local Catholic church. At that time, I hated everything to do with Sundays. Masses were filled with speeches of you should do this and you should do that. And sermons were filled with meaningless concepts connecting everyday current events. But to the untrained ear, everything felt flat. God was not there in that church. As you can tell from this type of upbringing, I never heard the word of God, nor was I able to hear his words in scripture. The Bible to me was just a book, small words with a lot of pages. All the previous events that I just explained sent me down a path through high school and college of being rather lost and not understanding the truth, which did not allow me to have a moral backbone. So I pretty much fell for everything under the sun. After college, I left for a rather ungodly industry and location of Miami Beach, Florida, with zero community of like-minded believers around me. Even though I'm not proud of what I did during that time, I feel like it's worthwhile to share it to you all as a warning or as a lesson to your own lives. In Miami, I did everything under the sun, drinking to excess, putting work and the accumulation of money and women as a priority, kind of like King Solomon to a degree. I don't believe I saw my family more than 5 months at a time, even though my Aunt Sharon always kept a watchful eye on me, asking me every month where I am at with God and Jesus. I look back now at her check-ins and thank God for them. During this time in Miami, I felt like I was somebody elite in society and thought as if I was moving in the right direction in life and becoming successful. Well, after 5 years of running the gambit, all these pleasures and luxuries of life seemed to no longer fulfill me, but rather actually tear a deeper hole inside my soul. This type of inner realizations of all the things that I had done led me into a deep depression, to the point where I would wake up in the morning and not really understand why I needed to get out of bed, and I would justify the point of life. Even though I had tallied all of the good things in life and realized how much life and love I still had to live for, I didn't care. In the very beginning of 2021, I reached out to my mother explaining these troubles. Both of us agreed that no matter how much money I was making or prestige I was gathering, it would be best if I came home to Arizona to rectify what was going on with my mental health. After this conversation with my mother, it was immediately clear to me to move back to Arizona without question. And this frankly gave me an accurate weighing of the job titles, money, girls, relationships that I had thought meant so much to me. Looking back now, in the present, I value them probably 10 cents on the dollar, if that at all. So I moved back home to my parents' house at the age of 27. Not exactly where I thought I was going to be at this stage of life. After 3 or 4 weeks of, actually probably more than 3 or 4 weeks of constant vegetation on the couch, pondering what I should do with my life next, I saw my primary care doctor and we discussed my mental health. The prescription was basic antidepressants. I wasn't a fan of these drugs from the beginning because I was brought up in a household and grew up around men that didn't believe in that kind of stuff. But at this point, I was willing to try anything to get myself out of the hole that I was in. Pushing forward 2 or 3 months later, I had become more content and leveled out to the point where I was able to start my own company regarding the skills that I had accumulated during my employments at other companies in Miami. I had a small amount of success in that business and created a little income that allowed me to plan a scuba diving trip with my best friends, the Kovacs, to the Dominican Republic. Not realizing that antidepressant medicine can cause nausea at spontaneous moments, but I had never struggled with it before, I found myself on a dive around 115 feet and suddenly had the urge to throw up. It was a very lovely experience. I got done with that dive, got up, and finished the day. And this is where it all began. Later that afternoon, I had a conversation with Elena Kovac about why I threw up underwater. And I explained to her the journey that I had been on in recent. I told her how depressed I had been feeling for years, and her one-word response that rattles into my head was, "You need scripture." I knew that the Kovac family was a group of believers, especially Stephen, but I didn't think about it too much afterwards. For the next 3 months, while the Kovacs and I were preparing for our final big dive trip of the year at Cocos Islands, Elaine's words rattled into my head almost 3 to 4 times a day, but I still didn't know what to do with them. Fast forward to where we were all together on the Cocos Islands trip, which meant that we were basically marooned on a research vessel in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. During this trip, Elaine's words kept rattling in my head, especially during the actual dives where I feel closest to God in life. Finally, with this angst, it made me build up to the courage on a quiet night on the top of the vessel to ask Stephen for help. "Stephen," I said, "I'm struggling here. I'm not sure why I'm asking you. You seem like the right guy to ask. But I'm struggling with my belief in Jesus Christ, and your mom told me that I needed to read the scripture." I have never seen Stephen with a bigger smile on his face. He explained to me the gospel passionately, and he understands that my brain thinks in accounting terms. And so he said in a very simple way, "Jesus died to pay for the debt that I owe of my own sin." Yet I still was very naive and unaware of what really that meant. He told me to come to church with him the following Sunday after the trip. This is where I was led to Grace Bible Church. And man, I was scared. I felt shame to come here to a house of God, especially a house that Stephen approved of, after all of the running wild that I did in the last 10 years. These first few months were eye-opening for me. Stephen and I read the Bible together weekly, and it almost brought me to tears every day. And something that him and I read together on September 15th of 2021. "The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord are pure, enlightening the eyes." Psalms 19, verses 7 through 8. Additionally, Grace Bible Church breaks down the Bible in a way that I have never been able to fully understand in times that I used to attend the Catholic Church. This breaking down or education has helped me be able to read the Bible daily by myself and really be able to connect with God's Word. With reading the scripture daily, I started to realize that the Holy Spirit was slowly but surely eradicating sin like I had never seen before. I don't look the same at women. I now don't put my trust in security and money or material goods for that matter. The crack in my soul, brought by all of these previous pleasures and luxuries of life, is finally being slowly healed and soothing by the warmth of the Scripture of God can only provide. I find this verse of Scripture that Elaine also gave me once help me explain what's happening to me today. Concerning this, I plead with the Lord three times that it might leave me. And he has said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for the power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I would rather boast in my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I delight in weaknesses, insults, in distresses, in persecutions, in difficulties in the behalf of Christ. For when I am weak, I am strong. 2 Corinthians verses 8 through 9. I realize there is much more to be done eradicating my soul from sin, but I believe I've seen small, young, and simple fruit from my faith in the Lord, which has truly made me feel like I have been saved by God. Thank you.